News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The number of people contacting the Women's Aid National Helpline has increased by a third last year. That's according to the annual impact report published by Women's Aid, whose head of National Helpline Services, Linda Smith, joins us now. Linda, the increase in contacts that you had, is there a particular pattern in what the women who contacted you were going through or were suffering?
Well, the vast majority of contacts that we receive in our helpline every single year is around psychological or emotional abuse. That being said, there is not just one standalone experience of that abuse. It can be a combination of, you know, other categories of abuse, which is financial, sexual and physical abuse. But the vast majority of disclosures are emotional abuse. And obviously that has a huge impact on a woman's well-being and mental health.
And these are women, I assume, in large part who are being victimized by somebody close to them or by an intimate partner.
Absolutely. Intimate partner relationships, relationships where they are living together, where, you know, they have a home together. They've got a family, they've children living in that home. And, you know, these women are experiencing relentless threats of intimidation, threats to kill, threats of physical assault on a day-to-day basis. It's really, really horrific.
Now, the 33% increase last year, in one way you might say that that may be a tribute to the services that you provide and people becoming more aware of them, or it could be an indication of an increase in the underlying problem. Have you any sense of which it is?
Well, it's probably most likely a combination of all of those things that you've mentioned there. So, you know, obviously from our perspective, you know, Women's Aid have been around for over half a century now. And obviously, you know, we're a trusted service. People are becoming more and more aware of the specialist support services that are out there for them, which is fantastic. They can reach in and get the support that they need, particularly via the helpline. You know, we're there 24/7. You know, in this day and age where lots of different services frontline are experiencing huge pressures in terms of waiting lists, you know, for women to access support and advocacy.
Now, it's statistically likely that somewhere there is a woman listening to this morning who is in the kind of situation that you have described. What is your advice?
Well, for anybody who is listening and they think they may be in an abusive relationship, that's okay to reach in to us, to ring, to talk about what's going on. You know, domestic abuse and violence thrives in isolation and in silence in particular. So if you are wondering or thinking that you may be in an abusive relationship, you could be experiencing, you know, those emotional abuse tactics, you know, threats, do give us a call. We're here to listen and support. And I think, you know, reaching out is the first step to maybe a road to safety.
Give us the helpline number, if you would, please, Linda.
It's 1-800-341-900, and we're always there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.